Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. A visit to any shopping place in Eureka, it will reveal a lot of empty storefronts. Count the number of empty opportunities in the Bayshore Mall, in downtown, in Old Town Eureka, other places. It's a problem we can all agree on. Eureka needs more businesses. Eureka needs more commerce. Our immediate attention is drawn away from the problem and instead focused on an even bigger problem, the homeless. And that's as it should be, because it's true. As long as the lifestyle homeless continue to go around town, scaring away tourism and local shopping, then this town can never get back on track. I don't think there's ever been a study done on it, but it's true that rising property values, they have a way of pushing away flagrant homeless activity. If there is more money in circulation, if there is more pride per square acre of property, then there is a higher likelihood that homeless activity won't be tolerated. That means less alley dumpster fires, less squatting in slum houses, and less drug dealing outside of business. I have an easy, very low-cost idea for turning this around. We should have one of our Eureka City Council leaders get on the phone and start calling out-of-the-area businesses, start calling chain stores, large and small, start calling tech companies in the Bay Area, inviting them to set up shop in Humboldt. No, it's not a business-friendly environment. There are a lot of reasons for not doing business here. Any business contemplating a move to Humboldt will find plenty of reasons not to come, which is why an informal invitation from a local leader would be of immense value. Whichever city council person takes this project on should have maybe a 5-minute presentation prepared by city staff on reasons for coming to Humboldt. Simply call everyone you can think of and set a time for the presentation and just go down the list. It's not an official statistic, but I think we would all feel better if there were less vacancies, if there were more businesses rather than less. It doesn't have to be just chain stores. The city council could call local hospitals and they could see what kinds of different doctors and dentists are not up here and work on bringing those professionals into the area as well. There are certain car dealerships that this area doesn't have access to. Call outside this area, find them. Things are looking good the last few weeks. It was good to see the code enforcement guys tear down a couple of different slums in Eureka. That's a big step toward progress. It's good to see police enforcing the camping laws to keep the homeless moving. And hopefully the charities can now stop serving those that are using meth or heroin. If we can get the charities on board, maybe we can break the cycle of lifestyle homeless in Eureka.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.